The Bay Area is bursting with new ideas like the ones you've been hearing about today, drawn from the diverse experiences of the people who live here. Our new community storytelling project, Hear Here, has producers popping up in libraries, food banks, and schools to capture snapshots of life in Oakland and San Francisco. One place they set up shop was the Golden Gate branch of the Oakland Public Library. They asked local residents about work and heard this story from Regina Talbert.
It's just really good to go to work every day and at the end of the day feel like you've done something to help women. My name is Regina Talbert. I'm a physician assistant at Highland Hospital and a backup medical provider in women's health in the Santa Rita Jail. When I started working at Highland, it was 1991, and in the early 90s, we were seeing a lot of women who were being shot, basically. Possibly because they were in girl gangs or they were the girlfriends of guys who were in gangs. There was one woman who was pregnant. She was about 28 weeks pregnant. She was shot in the head and she was in a coma. She stayed in the intensive care unit through the time that the baby was delivered. The baby was delivered by cesarean section while she was still in a coma. She eventually came out of the coma, was in the hospital for months and months, finally learned how to walk, and left the hospital. Well, years later, while I was working at Santa Rita Jail, there was a young woman who I saw in the clinic. She had a weakness on one side, so I asked her, you know, what was going on with, you know, one side of her body being weaker. And she told the story about being shot, being pregnant, and being at Highland Hospital and having the baby delivered while she was still in a coma. It was amazing. That was the woman. It was the same young lady. She reflected on how it was a miracle that she survived, and it was a miracle that her baby survived. And she also mentioned that she knew that everybody worked hard for her and her baby. She had plans to get out of jail, never go back again, and just be thankful of all of the good fortune that she had and turn her life around. That story just made me realize that never think that people aren't listening and never think that you're not making a difference, because sometimes it's going to come back to you in different ways and it's just going to reconfirm your faith that you are making a difference.